question by another Sakhi. Do you know why approve has come, this next approve? So for whom it is called? It is next approve, that is Uddhava. Or another approve has come to take our heart. Do you know that he has come from a very golden chariot? Why, you know? Krishna wants to show that I am not that ordinary Gwala, cowherd boy, as I was in Vrindavan, being the son of Nanda Baba. There I was only a simple cowherd boy. But now, I am so fortunate that I have become the king of Mathura. To show this, he has sent his servant on a golden chariot. Oh, see how I am now. Understand? How I am wealthy. My servants walks on golden chariot, not on foot. When I was in Vrindavan, I have no shoes, I have no umbrella, nothing there. Simply running and falling out. Now I have become so big king, emperor. So you can see how I am now. To show this thing, he has sent his servant on golden chair. And he heard, he told himself in mind that, oh, earth, you can be
divided.
And I want to go
on to enter.
I want to die. I don't want to hear all these things. Why I came on the golden chariot? Why I wear the Vaijayanti mala of Krishna, Pitambar, and so decorated form I have come? If I have come, I would have come to in a very, like a beggar. Not like this. I've done. So nonsense. Foolishness. Egopi, another Sakhi. Oh, Sakhi. Do you know who is he? This person? When Uddhava Singh showing him. Do you know, recognize him? Yes, I recognize. Who is he? He is Shyam, but not Shyam, actually Shyam. Shyam means black, but not that black. He is another black. Outer and inner he is black, Krishna, and also this. You know? She told him, yes, I know. How you knew that he is the servant of Krishna, Dut of Krishna? Oh, I know. Why? How you know? Have you seen him? Never. Never I have seen. So how you recognize? I recognize that my eyes may cheat us, me, but my nose cannot cheat. And
Smelling
the fragrance of Krishna body. The same fragrance which used to come, we smell in Krishna body. In his Vaijayanti mala and his Pitambar. It is not these servants, Pitambar, Vaijayanti and all other things. Perhaps it was used by Krishna and given by him to the servant. So he must be the servant of Krishna. By his nose cannot cheat us. So I know the same fragrance that used to come when we were in front of Krishna. Then he came to gopis, the Lord Mani gopis, the servants of gopis. Gopis, they took Uddhava nearer to Srimati Radhika. Srimati Radhika at that time, lying down on the lotus flowers, bed of lotus flowers. And she was given so malay chandan as prepared, but all became at once dry. Whether their life and soul in Srimati Radhika or not, Lalita took some cotton and gave it here. But that very little living thing coming, fast but fast. She was remembering a bee has come here. She was remembering that Krishna cannot be without any female. Without Kishori he cannot be. A woman. So in Mathura, he was lying down on Nandagaon in Ashok Uddhavkyari. But she was seeing that in Mathura, Krishna is with so many Jadu ladies. And one after another, all are being Manavati. Not angry, but like angry. Krishna serves one, again another becomes angry. And like that. And let's go. Jadu ladies were there. Krishna always engaged. And she became Srimati Radhika. At once seeing this, she became envious. And in the same moment, Krishna took the shape of any bee. And he was coming. And he wanted to enter in the lotus feet of Srimati Radhika, taking his feet, her feet, like lotus. Then he became furious and told, go back to Madhupuri. Madhupokitava bandho mas vishangri shapatna. Go at once to Madhupuri. Madhu means honey and wine. Just go to honey, where wholesale money
dealer
is Krishna there. Madhupokitava bandho mas vishangri. You should go. You don't know how to come to any Manavati gopi. Manavati, you know?
Gopi is sulky.
Like angry.
Like angry. Why you have come here? Drinking so much wine from your master? He is a wholesale dealer and you have gone there and from coming from him. He has taught anything to please us. But we are not in that mood. Go back. Then he began to hammer.
Hum.
Srimati Radhika thought that he is doing prayer and asking me, O Swamini. Swamini?
Mistress.
Madam. Oh, madam. Why you are swine? I have not taken any wine or anything. I am not a dut of anyone, messenger of anyone. I am B. But I have come from Krishna and he has told that you shouldn't be angry with me. I am always servant of you. He told that you should go back. Don't touch my feet because you are apavitra. Impure. You should go back. so many things were there, about 11 or 12 shlokas. I will try to explain another that. I want to explain first how Uddhava has glorified them. At that thing we should try to hear. Asham ho charan reenu jusham aham sham. Prema istriyo vanachari vyabhichara dushta. This shloka I want to. Prema vanachari vyabhichara dushta. Krishne cha kaisa paramatma nirudh bhava. Nanishwaro na bhajate. Abhidhisu api sakshat. Srayastano ti agadaraj vopu yukta. You know, Uddhava's glorified devotees. Oh, you are the highest devotee of Krishna. Krishna cannot repay you. He has told himself. So I bow down to your lotus feet. I want to glorify you, but I cannot touch your, I'm not qualified to touch your feet. But to touch of, telling of, touch to lotus feet, I'm not qualified to touch any feet dust of your feet dust. I wanted to, but I cannot. So you are so high, beloved of Krishna. Those who don't serve Krishna, they may be chaste. Ladies like Arundhati, like Parvati, like anyone in this world, but they are not chaste. But those who are serving Krishna, only they are chaste. So you are chaste, ladies. And all others are what?
Unchaste.
Unchaste. Like vyabhicharini, like prostitute, having so many husbands in so many births. The chaste ladies who only has husband Krishna, no other. We are bound to be in this world. By this bodily, we are married to anyone. And after that, again to another. But Krishna is our husband, we should know. He is our beloved. Those who are not thinking like this, they are like prostitutes. And those who are adopting and giving, divorcing and taking so many times in this birth, like 40, 20, I have heard that a person of 100 years, he married again. And next day, his body was going to be buried. So those who are not serving Krishna, at one pointed, you know, only to Krishna. And whether he will be male or female, they are like prostitutes. If they are knowing Krishna, who is Krishna, but yet loving him, then we can have very pure loving love to that. How? In India, if a serpent cuts and bites anyone, then he becomes a murchi.
Senseless.
And some thing coming
foam
from mouth. And he will die soon. But if anyone takes that person to any mantravi, those who know mantra, he will merely clap like this, and like this, and at once he will close his eyes and become
open his eyes,
and he will be insensitive, and he will be cold. I have seen myself, a snake bite my mother, and she was dead, actually dead. Then I was a very little child of 5 or 6. They carried him on a cot.
Stretcher.
And he was also related to me, to us. He was mama. Mama, you know?
Maternal uncle. Maternal uncle.
And he was brahmachari. Age 80 years, but great and so much solid. At once he did some miracle like this, 1, 2, 3, and she opened it and became. But consciousness, again she was carried to home. So the effect of the mantra and aushadhi, we don't know. What is this? By what this? But what and what things this medicine has been prepared. But if you take, the disease will go off. So if you don't know the action of Krishna name and Krishna, but yet there will be some result. As by mantra and aushadhi, aushadhi means medicine. So, if he don't know Krishna, who is he? And if Gopi was not knowing, they were only knowing that Krishna is Nand Baba son, Yashoda son. He was a personality of Godhead, Supreme. They never thought it. But yet, they have so much affection, love for Krishna. And they have Rudha Bhav, Bhav Bhav. I will explain Rudha Bhav another day sometime, if you will be qualified to hear all these things. So, I am giving some outlines only to have a greed that you have agreed to serve Krishna in same way as Gopis. And if you have some greed, you will be so much
fortunate.
Now our time has over. 12:30. Then we should stop today, and again tomorrow we'll discuss and go in this. So try to become bona fide Vaishnava, sincere, no hypocrisy, no coppercut. Our whole energy should be engaged in developing our Krishna consciousness. Having no sight here and there, only
step
forward
for
one
and for
people.
Not here. You are seeing mouth? No. You are seeing the body? No. You are seeing whole but whole eyes? No. What you are seeing?
Many
people. Yes, he aimed and his aim was correct. So the aim and object of this or sadhan bhajan, we like so.
Gaur Premanande.